good morning to Nadine Pele. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning, Father Emil.
Happy New Year to you today.
Happy New Year, Father.
We didn't speak last week, did we? No, of course we weren't.
No, we didn't.
No, did you have a good New Year?
Yes, I did. And I can't believe we're already in the second week of the New Year.
I know, isn't it fantastic, isn't it?
There we go.
But anyway, it's so lovely having you back on air with us again. And I hope you've had a super New Year and that this is going to be a good, good, good year for you as well.
Thank you so much, Father.
Right now, you know, at New Year, we make resolutions. We set our resolutions, our intentions for the year and so on. And so on. And I thought maybe today you might want to share a little bit about that. Setting resolutions for the year, good habits to work on during the course of the year. I'm sure you've got something to share about that.
You know, Father, you know, when you get to this time of the year, everybody's setting resolutions and making promises to themselves. And sadly to say, you know, within a few weeks, half of those are out the door and forgotten. And you kind of fall back into old patterns.
Right.
And before you know it, a year has gone by, and you haven't seen many changes in your life, and then you feel confused about why, you know, that did not happen for you. And so I feel that, you know, we have to change our mindset from a resolution and more towards a more mindful way of thinking about it. And that is when I speak about, you know, setting your intentions for the year.
Right. Okay. So not just resolutions, but intentions for the year.
Yeah. I think, you know, intention, just the word itself, you know, is more purposeful. And it kind of says to us, you know, we have to dig deep.
Yeah.
Because when you're looking at your intention, I think the important thing to think about is, you know, why? Why do I have this intention? Why do I want to change this? Why do I want to achieve this? So take some reflection.
Now, what would be some of the kind of intentions that people might want to consider for the new year?
So if we are looking at it from a perspective of let's reflect, let's say on 2017 and look at what we'd like to improve upon, to develop, to change in the following year. You know, we would want to look at certain also habits that we may have. That we need to work on. I'll use myself as an example. One of the things I want to work on this year is a better sleep routine, because I'm very bad at that. You know, I go to bed very late, and I'm always doing this and that, and I'm not really relaxed, and I feel it's not good for my well-being. And so if I want to be more productive, if I want to be healthier, if I want to take care of this body and mind of mine, my intention is then to change that.
Yeah.
And so I think a good starting point is just looking at your habits. You know, some of us may even, we hold on to things, you know, we hold on to stuff in our homes, and maybe we need to clear it out, get rid of stuff. Clear our space, make our space more friendly to live in, and, you know, just to open up more positive energy in our homes as well. So that could be an intention as well.
Okay, yeah, well, that's a good thing. But I think in many instances, people have habits, maybe some bad habits,
yeah.
But they don't want to change them. They want to give them up.
Yes, that's true. You know, you do get, you know, the famous resolutions like I'm going to lose weight this year, or I'm going to quit smoking, or I'm going to quit drinking, or, you know, those are some of the general. And I think it is taking those and also being realistic about it. If you want to quit smoking, it's not going to happen in a day.
Right.
And so what happens generally to people is that, let's say I decide I'm quitting smoking, and in this week that doesn't happen, I give up.
Right.
And so I think it is more about being realistic with your goals, and setting time frames that are realistic, so that you don't disappoint yourself. And I think monitoring yourself throughout the year, not just leaving this for a January, January is all about resolutions.
Yeah.
No, when you make a resolution or when you set your intention, it is something that is a process throughout the year.
But, you know, I think you're so right, Nadine, because you might start the year and say, you know, I've been a bit lax about going to church. I'm going to go to church every Sunday. All right, well, you go to church every Sunday. You might try that. That's not that bad. But when people say, well, you know, I really haven't been praying, so I'm going to set my new intention for this year. I'm going to pray for an hour a day. Now, that would be unrealistic, I think.
Yes.
If you've never done it before, you know you're never going to keep it up. But if you set yourself an achievable goal to say, I'm going to try and spend 15 minutes every day in prayer, that might be a bit more realistic than saying, I'm going to spend an hour with the Lord every day. You know, that sort of thing. Be realistic in your intentions or your resolutions.
Absolutely. And you know what, Father Emil, when it sometimes comes down to work and our careers, we are more sensible about things.
Mm.
And I know when you look at organizations and when you receive, you know, training on how to use what they call the SMART strategy in your work, and that is with your goals, that your goals are specific and that you can measure them and that they are achievable and realistic and that there's a time frame. You know, so people in the work, in their careers, can adopt these principles, but let us adopt them in our lives as well, because we need to look after ourselves. And when we look after ourselves, every other area of our lives will then flourish. So these type of principles can be used, you know, as you say, if you have decided that you want to spend more time in prayer. For someone that does not ever open the Bible, to think he's just going to miraculously start doing it every day for an hour is unrealistic.
Right.
And therefore you're setting yourself up for failure.
You know, that's so true. And another thing is say, getting to work on time in the morning, because sometimes we can, you know, we hedge a little bit this way and that way. My former driver, you know, who is always very much on time, he says, the new place where he's working now, he said, if anybody's late, even 5 minutes, they take it off their salary at the end of the month. So nobody's ever late. Nobody comes late. But I mean, that would be a kind of responsible attitude and responsible resolution to take, to say, all right, this year I'm going to really try and leave home on time so that I can get to work at the proper time. And that's a kind of justice towards your work situation.
Definitely. I mean, and those are sort of traits that we want to adopt, and those are good traits that we want to adopt in our lives, because when you are punctual, that is a good characteristic to have, and that is something we can teach to our children as well. So some of the leading experts in the world say that, you know, to get up early in the morning is such a powerful tool to be more productive in life. A simple thing like that, you know. So we don't have to do huge things. But we have to practice these things that we want to adopt in our lives. We need to practice them. We need to monitor them. We need to see, you know, where we are going wrong. And I think one of the things that I look at when I do the workshops on setting intentions is that, where are we failing and why are we failing? Because we need to look at our obstacles.
Right.
Sometimes we kind of turn a blind eye to the obstacle, and therefore we never realize why we're not achieving what we need to achieve.
Right, Are you running any workshops now?
Well, my plan for this year is in February I'll be running workshops on setting intentions for the year, on how to go about it and how to create a vision for how you want your life to be, but at least for this year, how would you like 2018 to turn out? And so if anyone is interested in that, they could email me privately, and then I would, you know, provide dates and venues and so forth. I'll be running them here in Vryheid, but I'm also going to come up to Johannesburg to run a few of these workshops. Yes.
Well, that'll be good. Well, thank you for that. And we'll give I'll give out your email address so people can drop you a line. But that's good that you're going to have some of these workshops in different places.
And I think it's I think that this is a positive way to start a year. You know, we're always planning our New Year's Eve bashes, and it's a festive season, and it's parties and so forth.
Right.
And sometimes we feel a bit lost after we come off, you know, that festive vibe that we're having. And there's a lot of people, Father Emil, at this time of the year that feel very anxious because they don't know, you know. That feeling of not knowing what a year holds for you. I know that 2017 was quite a rough year for a lot of people. Many people that I've spoken to experienced it as a very difficult year. They're feeling a bit anxious. So why not let us invest in ourselves in positive ways, you know, to keep that positive energy around us and that sense of hope that this year will be a better year for us.
There we go. Well, certainly let's hope it's going to be like that. And you can give, you particularly, Nadine, can give so much encouragement to people. And thank you very much for your encouraging words this morning.
Thank you, Father Emil.
Anything else you want to share with us before we go?
I just, you know, to all our listeners and to everyone at Radio Veritas, you know, all the best for this year. And may you grow from strength to strength. May you achieve everything that you set out for in 2018.
All right. Well, there we go. Thank you very, very much, Nadine. Lovely talking to you again. And I look forward to another wonderful year with you on the airwaves.
Thank you, Father. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. And you too. Right. There was Nadine Pillay. So if you want to get hold of her about the workshop she's running, when, where, how, and all the rest of it, her address is nadine.pillay, 212, nadine.pillay. Pillay212@gmail.com. @gmail.com. Nadine.pillay212@gmail.com. And if you want to phone her, it's 079-884-8548. 079-884-8598.
Radio Veritas. Your Catholic connection.